Okay.
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 All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's quiz comes from the folks at BibleTrivia.co.uk. We'll try not to be thrown off by British spellings of things.
Yeah.
This one, we will not get the answers until the end. So, you know, prepare your hearts. Do you want to know the average score on this?
Yeah, sure.
The average score from just shy of 15,000 attempts is 65.8%.
That's pretty bad.
Bad.
20 questions. Okay. I have to put in a name at the top. I probably have to submit, maybe even give an email to get our results. We'll see what happens. But
what the heck?
It limits me to only 15 alphanumeric characters. So our name for this quiz is Drunk Bible Stew.
Okay.
I love Drunk Bible Stew. Delicious. Yes.
Love that.
On a winter's night.
Mm. Tasty.
Okay. Question number one.
Okay.
What was the name of the angel who visited Zacharias?
Is this
any guesses before I give the? It is multiple choice.
Michael.
But I always like to give you a chance to throw out a name that comes to mind.
Michael.
Was that Gabriel?
Gabriel.
The choices are Cassiel, Michael, Seraphiel, or Gabriel.
Damn it.
Dang it. It's one of those two. Michael or Mikey's or Gabby's.
Help us, John Dolph.
I think it's got to be Gabs.
Apparently, Rince is Gabe.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's Gabs.
Yeah.
Okay. Gab.
All right.
Gabin.
Because Michael is like the angel of like battle or something like that. So I think he would be more in the Old Testament stories. And I think Gabe is our dude now.
Okay. Great. Cool.
Question number two. Who had been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ? Was it Simeon, Herod, Peter, or John the Baptist?
Peter.
I'm being British because it's trivia.co.uk.
I think Simeon.
Oh, okay. Cool. Simeon.
Oh, really? Really? Why?
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was John the Baptist.
A bunch of people say Simeon.
People are saying Simeon. That's the thing. We got to go with what the people want.
Sims. Mm-hmm. I am fine with that.
But do you remember, like, all right. All right, I'll take it. Simeon it is. All right,
do it.
Question number three. Who did Christ raise in the town of Nain? Nain? N-A-I-N.
Nain?
Who did Christ raise?
Was it the...
And it wasn't his children. It was either...
Was it the daughter of that dude?
Okay, so is it Peter's mother-in-law? No.
No.
I don't think he raised any old
people. She wasn't dead. She was just sick.
Oh, except for Lazarus.
Was it that lady? Was it that woman? That young woman?
There's Jairus's daughter.
Jairus.
I think that might be it. There's Lazarus and then widow's son.
Random. I want to go with the daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Wasn't there also a son, though, that got raised
really?
At some point?
No, there was a servant. There was the servant of the centurion.
Right. But he wasn't dead.
Slash maybe his boyfriend, okay. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay, all right. Number four. Wait, so we're going with Jairus' daughter.
Yes.
I feel like I remember Jairus. Okay, all right. Number four. With which parable did Jesus respond when asked by the lawyer, who is my neighbor? Ooh, I know this one.
Oh.
I know this
one. What is it? Tell us.
Here's your choices. Is it the parable of 10 virgins? The parable of the sower? The parable of workers in the vineyard or the parable of the Good Samaritan?
Samaritan?
Probably the Good Samaritan, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Okay.
Because he was like, love thy neighbor as thyself or whatever. And they're like, but who's my neighbor? And he's like, let me tell you a story.
That Samaritan.
Because at the end of it, he's like, which of these was the neighbor to the dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Number five. How many loaves did Christ mention when he spoke about a hungry friend arriving at midnight?
Oh,
what a stupid asshole question to put on a quiz.
I don't know.
Jeez, Jay's goodness.
Stupid asshole.
I'm sorry.
Question.
I'm feeling spicy now. like, it doesn't matter. It's a stupid question to put on a quiz. Whatever.
It's a stupid asshole question.
So he was telling a story about a hungry friend arriving at midnight. I think this is when the friend is like, come on, man. I need some food.
I thought it was just like a loaf of bread.
A single loaf? So
the choices are one, two, three, or four.
Three.
I would say either one or two, personally.
Okay. I don't know.
It'd be weird if it was like, dude, can I have 7 loaves of bread?
No, that would be weird.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be one, doesn't it?
One. Let's say one.
Why would your friend need more than
just one?
Like, your friend's drunk. Are they really going to need more than one?
I don't know.
Unless it's like you need food for yourself, too. One loaf of bread for you, one for your friend.
Well, like you stay up and eat with him.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Still, it's a whole loaf of bread.
Really, Chase? Like, if your friend got in drunk and hungry, you would give them food and then go to sleep while they ate? You wouldn't stay up and eat a loaf of bread with them?
That's a good point. It's a good point, Chase. Good point.
You're right. You're right. I would probably eat with them.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So wait, does that mean our answer is 2?
6. I thought it was 1.
Oh, is it 1? Okay, you're sharing the loaf of bread. Okay. I don't know how big loaves of bread are in this day and age, or that day and age, I mean.
That's true. Is this like a dinner roll, or is this like a whole...
How big?
Yeah, a whole loaf.
Okay, let's say 1. Let's say 1. That seems reasonable to ask from a neighbor.
Okay.
And if we get it wrong, I don't care, because it's a stupid question.
It is a pretty stupid question.
Number 6. Eat, drink, and be merry is a reference from which parable? Well, it was not in our translation, I'll tell you that much. Was it the parable of the rich fool, the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the great banquet, or the parable of the wedding feast?
Wedding?
The rich fool?
That sounds like a wedding thing, but who knows?
What was the parable of the rich fool?
A guy who's like, I'll just eat, drink, rich? And be merry because tomorrow we die and it doesn't matter.
A guy who's like rich?
Just a rich dude.
I don't think that was a parable, at least not that I remember.
Yeah.
Right, because the prodigal son, he goes off and blows a bunch of money on like gambling and hookers and stuff. So I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
Unless it was when he comes back, then the father's like, we should eat, drink, and be merry.
No, it wasn't that.
You think
the
it was...
wedding feast was the one where he invites people to the wedding and no one shows up, right?
Yes.
And then he invites beggars and they come and don't wear suits.
Okay, so
and
I
then
think
he
it's not
is mad
one.
At them or something.
Okay.
I think it's not that one. I think it's the rich fool. I'm feeling it.
Okay.
I just don't know what parable that would be.
What's our other option then?
Whatever. Moving on.
Okay.
The great banquet is
who
the
cares?
Other
no one knows. It's a rich fool.
All right.
Okay. Fine. Okay. That's what we're going with. Fine.
Number 7. Who was Jesus referring to when he said, go and tell that fox?
What?
I think, was that Herod? I think that was Herod. I remember go and tell that fox.
Okay.
The choices are Herod, Augustus, Annas, or Pilate.
No, okay,
I'll go with Herod.
For sure,
I think that's
yeah,
fair.
Not yeah. Pius, yeah. Because Pilate is not a fox, let me tell you.
Yeah. Okay, number
but
8.
But he's friends with the fox now. He's boyfriends with the fox.
Oh.
You're right.
What does the fox say? Yeah. Bling, 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 bling,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Although he didn't say that in this gospel.
No.
Number 8. What does Jesus say is of no use if it has lost its taste?
Salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's from Emily, you've sung this song. Or
I
you
have.
Were part of our production when we did those songs at the church from
I was.
Godspell.
Yeah.
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 Salt has lost its flavor. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
In the parable of the lost sheep, how does the shepherd bring the found sheep home? Is it on a rope? Does he follow it home? On his shoulders or in a cart?
Shoulders?
I think he puts it on his shoulders.
Yeah. That's the one I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, number 10.
I could see that.
How many silver coins did the woman have in the parable of the...
Wait, hold on a second. What? Hold on a second.
48?
I just need to rewind a little bit to this. Mm-hmm. How would you get a sheep on your shoulders?
You would, if you had to, grab it by the leggies and then throw it over your headies and on your backies.
Well, and then flip it by the leggies? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you flip, flip the sheep.
You gotta go like
you pick it up by its legs. And bear in mind, this is a living animal who does not want to be flipped.
I know,
right? So it's scrabbling around. You would grab it and you think that you could. You think you have the physical skill and strength to flip it.
Okay, maybe Jace, but not me, and not you. Okay, no.
Okay. So Dan in the chat is pointing out. Yes, I do think you need two legs on each side of your head. I think you gotta have it draped like a little scarf around the back of your neck.
Of course,
I'm just thinking about how you get into that position in the first
place. I feel like I've seen men, at least in movies, and granted, I don't know if these are actual men doing this in actual movies, but I feel like I have seen it, a draping of sorts of sheeps. Okay.
So they just pick it up by the scruff and just kind of drape
the scruff.
It.
No, not that's like around. That's like they're a cat.
Yeah.
No, like by the hoovies. The hoovies. Yeah.
You think by the hoovies.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I've never quite thought about the whole process of how you would do this, but I always pictured it like you first start by knocking the sheep over so it's lying on its back or its side.
Jeez.
I mean, gently coaxing the sheep onto its side. And then you grab its front two hoovies in one hand and its back two hoovies in the other hand. And then, like Emily said, you just kind of whoop up onto your shoulders over your head.
Okay.
See, when I Google it, most of the resources, okay, the first thing that comes up is a YouTube channel that's titled How to Turn a Sheep Over Manually Without Straining Your Back.
Okay.
These are heavy animals.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're pretty heavy.
But no one is talking about lifting them onto your shoulders.
But you got to realize that, like, shepherds are so strong, dude.
Are they? Okay.
Well, yeah, you're like running around all day, every
crouch
day.
Down.
Are they really...
Yeah, you're hiking all day, every day.
What if they're old?
Well,
I would crouch down, get on the sheep's level, and grab it, like, hey, and then stick my head under its legs and then stand up. That's what I would do.
I'm just not convinced you could get up from that low of a squat. That's why I'm thinking...
I'm just not convinced you could flip a sheep,
my
dude.
Yeah, I'm not convinced either, to be honest. Maybe you coax the sheep up onto a stump nearby or a rock that's above you a little bit, so then you can stick your head under. And then you're not coming up from all the way on the ground.
Like a mounting block of sorts?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Like you're getting on a horse.
I actually think this is one of those things that you don't even think about, right?
Like you're getting on a horse, but you're flipping a sheep.
No, I've got it. Okay, how about this? You got your sheep. Okay. It's standing in front of you, right? And the sheep's like cool with you because it knows you're the shepherd.
Is he?
Well, you've known it since it was a baby, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. He's like, what's up?
So, So the sheep's standing in front of you, kind of sideways to you, right? You grab its little front paws and pull it up like it's dancing with you, like with a dog. You know, it has its like little front paws up in your hands, right? You're kind of dancing, right?
Then
you take those two hoovies and put it in
one
hand.
You grab it like a baby?
No, like you get those in one hand, but the sheep's kind of standing up.
Okay.
So it's like on its hind legs and you're holding up the other two. And then you kind of bend over and kind of get under it and hoist the other side up. So then it's up on your shoulders.
How much more of this?
I need to find a video. I need to see this.
Rather than flipping it over from the front, you're kind of scooping it from the side.
How much more of this quiz do we have?
There was, you know what? I am having a memory come back to me. There was one day that I had to rescue a sheep in Ireland when I was there.
Oh, yeah?
But it was... Okay, I had to grab a lamb, actually. Okay.
Why did you have to do this?
I was driving in the countryside in Ireland, and like this little baby lamb had gotten outside of the fence.
Okay.
Okay.
And I had to lift it and put it back. But it was tiny. It was a little tiny baby.
Right.
And I didn't have to put it on my shoulders. I just had to lift him. Yeah.
Was it
cute.
Fluffy? Yeah.
But it was definitely scrabbling, right?
Sure,
it was like didn't want to be lifted up.
Yeah. But that's why...
Yeah.
But maybe if it was with its actual shepherd, maybe it'd be more
right,
chill.
That's the thing. It's like a shepherd... Also, I feel like there's a certain confidence that a shepherd's going to have. It's like when we were pet-sitting all of those goats and chickens and stuff in Scotland, and there was that chicken who was broody and would like snap at you. And the mom of the family that we were pet-sitting for, she just kind of... She's like, yeah, the trick is to grab it by its tail, and then you just pick it up, and she just like does it. And we're like, oh my God.
What the F?
And we never tried to do it because it was too terrifying. Because, you know, it could sense our fear like a shark.
So here's the deal is in the chat, The Rock is Lord said, none of y'all are farm strong and it shows. And I want to, that's why I think we're trying to whip out these stories to prove we are farm strong. If it's a farm of small animals.
Yes.
I mean, Shall we?
What was even the question?
How did?
I don't know.
Oh, how he brought the sheep.
Can I please continue on with this? Somebody has to eat.
Yeah, I do want to give a quick shout out though to anyone who wants to join our Discord at drunkbiblestudy.com/discord. Please include your illustrations of how you would lift a sheep up onto your shoulders.
Okay, good idea.
Okay, question number 10. How many silver coins did the woman have in the parable of the lost coin?
God. 14? One?
Oh, I thought it was 10.
Two?
I thought it was 10.
Okay,
10?
So the options are 10. 5, 10, 12, 100. Definitely not 100.
Wow. 10.
I think it was 10.
You think
10.
It was 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember a number at all.
I don't know.
Just that it was smallish.
Okay.
Right? 10. Small enough that she spent a bunch of time searching for the one, right?
Daniel thinks it's 12, but...
Interesting.
Okay. All right, we're going to go with 10. What did the prodigal son ask for in advance? Was it his dowry, his supper, his wages, or his inheritance?
Inheritance.
The inheritance. Yeah.
All right. Number 12.
Sure it is, yeah.
In the parable, why was the unjust steward dismissed from his job?
Oh, because he was What was it?
He was like being...
He like wasn't getting debts back from people.
Yeah, he wasn't good at his job.
So this one, the options are a little weird. The options are absent from work, poor health, wasting goods, or attacked a servant.
What?
Yeah.
Like, give those options again, please.
Absent from work, poor health, wasting goods, or attacked a servant.
That's weird.
I guess wasting goods.
Either that or absent from work, but...
Right? I didn't think it was any
of those. Yeah, it was the guy who just wasn't getting debts back. Like, just wasn't doing a good enough job.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. In the chat, the Rock is Lord said something about someone who has forgiven their own debt, but then attacked a servant that owed him money. But that wasn't the same parable.
Was that the one?
That was a different parable,
no,
right?
It was a different one.
Oh, no, wait. We're thinking of the wrong one.
Huh?
We are?
Aren't we?
I don't know.
Why was the unjust steward dismissed from his job? The unjust steward versus the one that's like the clever steward who figured out how to weasel his way into people's good graces. I think it might be attacked a servant, actually.
You think so?
Because we had two different stories of stewards.
I guess it's the closest that we got.
Yeah.
But which one would be, like, none of these seem to match with the other story. That's more about what he did after he said he was going to be fired.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Question number 13. We are still on this quiz here. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the poor man was carried to whose side? The options are Isaac's, Abraham's, Jacob's, or David's?
It's Abraham's side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Abraham's side?
What was this parable? I don't remember this one.
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
It was the one about the rich man and Lazarus was poor and the rich man was a jerk to him. And then they both died and Lazarus went to heaven and the rich man went to hell. Oh. And the rich man was like, dip your finger in the water and cool my tongue.
And he was like, no mouth stuff.
And that was the end.
And that was it.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. I said no mouth stuff.
Okay. Someone said it.
Of course.
All right.
Of
question 14. When Jesus met the 10 lepers, who did he tell them to go and show themselves to? I think it was just the priests, right? The choices are Pharisees, no one, families, or priests.
Yeah, I think the priest to give him the sign off.
Yeah, he's like, you're clean now. Go to the priests and they'll sign off on your permission slip.
Yeah.
All right, number 15. In the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, how often did the Pharisee fast?
Every day.
All the time.
Was it every day?
On Sundays.
Every day, twice a week, once a week, or once a month?
Twice a week?
Yeah, let's do the most frequent.
Every day?
So every day?
Well, that's a little bit much, huh?
Yeah.
I want to say it's just once a week. Like it would just be on the Sabbath or something. Twice a week feels like... I mean, it could be twice a week.
Maybe once a week. Let's say once a week.
All right. Yeah. We'll see. Number 16. In what city did Jesus meet Zacchaeus? Was that in Samaria, Galilee, Jerusalem, or Jericho?
I hate this question.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I really have no idea. I want to say either Galilee or Jerusalem, but...
Let's say Galilee. Let's do it.
But it could also be Samaria. Sure. All right, Galilee it is. Number 17. What did Jesus tell his disciples to sell their cloaks for if they didn't already have one? Was it a staff, a knapsack, a sword, or a map? Was this when they produced the two swords?
Was he into swords?
Remember when they had it, the two swords?
What do we got? A staff, a knapsack, a sword?
We're going to say sword. Yeah. So.
I think it's sword.
Let's say swords.
Yeah.
Sword.
Yeah.
Right, because that's when they
all... totally get a sword for a cloak these days.
Yeah. And they all scrounge together to be like, we got two swords between us. He's like, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's great.
Number 18.
That's great for you kids.
Who said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom? This was just today.
That was the dude. That was the criminal that was next
to him. Choices are Lazarus.
Oh, yeah.
The thief on the cross, Nicodemus, or Mary.
That one, yeah. Okay. The dude, the cross, yeah.
Great, the dude.
Cross boy.
Number 19, we're almost there. How many men walked with the resurrected Jesus on the road to Emmaus?
Oh, how many was it?
It was two. I think it was two.
It was only two? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2, 5, 7, or 11 were the choices here.
Two.
Finally, number 20. When Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, what did they give him to eat?
Resurrection.
Oh, it was the weird ass fish and honey.
The choices are bread, lamb.
Oh, it was
cheese,
the honeycomb.
Or fish.
Yeah.
Fish and honeycomb, baby.
Fish.
Fish. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fish.
I'm going to submit this.
Fish and honeycomb. Yum.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's not looking great.
Oh, no. We didn't do well.
Okay.
What? Really?
Here's what we got wrong. Who did Christ raise in the town of Nain? It was the widow's son, not Jairus' daughter.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Dang it.
It was the same thing.
How many loaves? How many loaves happened with the hungry friend arriving at midnight? It was three.
How many?
It was three.
Oh, damn. Yep. Three? That's a lot.
I know, right? Number 12, in the parable, why was the unjust steward dismissed from his job? It was actually wasting goods, not attacking a servant. We should have stuck with our first thought, best thought. All right, number 15.
Jeez.
In the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, how often did the Pharisee fast? It was twice a week. So, I mean, we were kind of 50-50 on those, so...
We were thinking about that. Can we give ourselves a half a point?
Okay, maybe half a point
there,
yeah.
Can we give ourselves a half a point on that other one, too?
Which other one? The wasting goods?
There was one that we were close to.
Yeah. In which city did Jesus meet Zacchaeus? That was actually Jericho, not Galilee.
Oh, shoot.
I said Jericho!
Yes. A lot of things were said. So we scored 15 out of 20, which is a 75%.
Okay, still better than the average.
Listen, I'm fine with that. I'm going to be okay with that.
Average is 66. We got 75. Maybe we could even say we got 15 and a half out of 20, depending on, you know, how we want to score
this. We got like a solid 77.
Yeah.
American
Daniel says
C,
Singaporean A.
Or a Singaporean
signed
A.
Signed off.
Yes.
100%.
Great.
Love that.
100%.
Wow, we did it.
Wow, good job.
We did it.
Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us through all that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There were ups, there were downs, there were sheep.
Seriously, so many sheep. But really, though, thank you, everyone, for joining us for Drunk Bible Study Bonus Edition. We have finished Luke. It is time for John, finally. The final of the Gospels. Can you believe that we made it here?
Wow.
I didn't even know that it was possible that we would make it
Amazing.
Here.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All that it means is that we are aging, all of us.
What? Emily, God, why do you got to bring it there?
Boy, Emily.
I don't know, just because it's kind of crazy how young we were when we started this and how old we are
true.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. How different our lives are. But good things too. Good things.
Yeah.
come to those who wait.
I think that we the Bible have all become Jesus. Wiser and more knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that yeah, pretty,
that's good.
I agree. Pretty cool.
That's good.
I agree. I agree.
For sure. Well, we'll see you all next week for Jowen.
Jowen. Yeah. 2 weeks from now, by the way, we'll be taking a week off. Oh. So it'll kind of be a little bit of a like starting John and then give you some time to get all your friends together.
To adjust. To like, yeah.
Well, to adjust and also to get all your friends together to be like, dude, you got to come check out the live shows for John. It's so, it's going to be so great. So just a heads up to everyone about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.